Best friends, I'm Tabby.
And I'm Caitlin, and today we are discussing our 2024 year-end books as a little way to wrap up 2024, welcome in the new year, and talk about our goals for next year and everything.
Yeah, our shortcomings of 2024
Yes, and our lofty goals for
and our
2025.
lofty goals. We read some good books this year.
We did, and later we're going to talk about our favorites. And just know that we had a hard time choosing.
I did. I
There were
like
some real good books.
truly we read some bangers this year.
And I hope 2025 keeps it rolling, you know?
I
And we've
do.
got some things to look forward to. I think it will be good.
Yeah. So to kick us off, let's just go over really quick what our reading goals were. Where did we start off with, and where did we end? You go first.
So both of us, if you recall from last year, we had pretty tall goals last year with like 100 books. So we were like, let's knock it down a little. And we knocked it down to 80 books was our goal. I did meet that goal at 84 out of 80, but I do also want to point out that a lot of the books I read were novellas and they were like short.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, a novella counts. It does count.
I do count it. I actually do count it a little.
I actually do count it a little. Anyway, we
Anyway.
also just recently deleted TikTok, so we're not chronically online anymore.
Yeah, so we're doing some more reading, we're doing
Yeah.
other things.
We may
Yeah.
regain some brain cells by next year. Who's to say?
Yeah, I don't know if we can regenerate those or not. They might be permanently
Yeah.
gone.
We'll see. We'll try. So my goal was also 80, because I dragged myself kicking and screaming to the finish line of 100 last year. I think I ended up with 101,
Yeah,
101
you did.
books I read. I did not do that this year. I did read 60. Well, as of when this episode comes out, I will have read 67 books.
And that counts because it's
And it
as of right
counts.
now, it is still December. It's December 27th
Yes, I
as we're
am
recording.
finishing an audiobook, which is a book and it does count,
Yeah.
and it will be completed actually probably this evening that we're recording this episode.
Yeah. And that's another thing that I didn't know was a debate until recently is some people think audiobooks don't count as reading. I want to
I
know
give a
why.
fuck. You know what? There's people out there who are blind,
Yeah, like
so
I was gonna say that is very
it's
ableist
very ableist.
because I'm confused. It's literally the exact same story. Like nothing about it is different.
No.
So, and like, okay,
I
so
still
what
dedicated
about
time and brain power to listen and understand.
Yeah, there are so many books that I've listened to instead of like read with my eyes. And then you think about like, okay, what about when children are at the library and someone's reading a book aloud to them? Is
Yeah,
that
did
not
they
them
not?
reading the book? Because like think about in the fourth grade or whatever, the whole class sits down and you read a book as a class.
Yeah,
Like
did you
you
not
know what
comprehend
happens.
that? Like, you
And if
read that
you
book.
don't have the attention span to listen to an audiobook, that's fine. But like some of us do. So
Yeah,
I don't
don't
know.
catch me like that, Jesus. Like,
I don't know why that's a debate. That's pretty silly, in my
yeah,
opinion.
no, that's really fucked up for those who either don't know how to read or like physically can't read.
Yeah, like that's the thing. Like, think about all the young children out there who are like, they cannot like read yet, but they know their favorite books. Like,
Yeah.
they know the story because you're reading
Yeah.
it to them. Anyway, I just didn't even know
Audiobooks
that was a
count.
debate. Of course they do. And you know what else counts? What else is a debate? People also say that if you've read a book before, if you read it again, you can't count it towards your goal.
Yeah,
That's
fuck. I count it.
bonkers. You literally took the time to read it again. So one, of course, count it. But two, think of all the times, like especially like in high fantasy and stuff. If you read it once, there are going to be things that you miss. And the only way that you're gonna get like all of the information is by reading it multiple times. So like
Yeah.
it is crazy to me that that's even a debate.
You know what? For the eighth year in a row, I've added, it's probably not eight, that's wrong. For the fourth year in a row, I've added ACOTAR onto my reading list because
Yeah.
I do a yearly reread.
Yes, and you like that's one of the ones that you usually listen to. Like
Yeah,
whenever
I
you're
did.
like you're just like, "You know what? I want something to listen to right now,"
Yeah.
and that's your go-to.
On my eighth journey home to Missouri, I did complete those.
Exactly. So anyway, long story short, you guys are trying to be too gatekeepy with reading goals, and it's
Yeah, just quit
weird.
it. A goal is a
A
goal. Get out
bit.
of here.
Yeah, and it's personal to you. So like, why are you trying to make it
Who
weird?
cares?
Anyway, I digress.
So next we're gonna look at the amount of pages read, because I am very interested to see this since you did read a lot of novellas, and
Yeah.
I did read pretty much only full length books this year, which I think was another reason why I had a hard time getting to my goal. So this year I did read 23,866 pages. I don't remember last year what I read, but
Can you
that
look that up?
seems.
You should look that, see if you can see last year's, because I'm just
Okay.
curious, because you read.
Oh, yeah, go to previous year. Last year I read 39,326. And then the year before that, I was not well mentally in 2023. Two,
None
I
of us
read
were.
61,058 pages.
Pages. That's not words, guys. That's pages.
Pages.
Oh
I did do that.
my God. That's
Yeah.
crazy. This year I read 27,819 pages, which is also, I mean, I felt like that was a lot. I can't
Yeah.
believe you read 61,000 some
Yeah,
3 years
that's
ago.
insane. I was doing great. 2 years ago, I was just grinding the books out, you know?
I
I
think.
couldn't tell you a single book I read that year either. That's not true. I read ACOTAR, Throne of Glass, and the first Crescent City book
That's
that
why you had
year.
so many
That is
pages.
why. It's because I read fucking 900 page books. Okay, next we have your longest book. So mine came in at 835 pages, and it was House of Flame and Shadow by Sarah J. Maas.
Speaking of these being beefy,
Yeah, they are huge.
mine was also a Sarah J. Maas book. So my longest book was Kingdom of Ash, which is 984 pages.
Oh my good God.
Yeah, and I remember how thick that bad boy
Well, I'm
was.
pretty sure Silver Flame is like even longer, right? Like that's like the longest one she'd written.
You are probably correct.
I think
I
that's
just don't
right. I
know off
can't
the top of my
remember.
head.
And then in turn, we actually both read the same shortest book. It was My Evil Mother by Margaret Atwood, coming in at 32 pages, which we covered a couple months ago. In I think it
It's
was in
very cute.
October. Very cute.
Yes.
If you didn't listen to the episode, you should listen to it.
And if you're looking for a last minute read for your reading goal, My Evil Mother is very short.
32 pages.
Our most shelved book was the same for both of us as well. It was Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This is crazy. Over 7.5 million other people have shelved this book. My least shelved book was Playing with Piper by Lola Knox, and only 48 other people shelved that. I wasn't really a fan of it. It was like a stalker
It was
romance novella.
fine.
Yeah, I just wasn't a fan of like the storyline.
My least shelved was Flair by K.T. Madden. Zero people shelved it.
And I know you all are lying.
You're lying and you're cowards. Don't be ashamed of reading Mothman smut,
Yeah,
okay?
we all do it.
Yeah, everyone does it. Just shelve your book. Put that on. You're missing out on your reading goal.
Yeah, you're not going to meet your reading goal
You're
because
not
you
going to meet
wouldn't
it.
shelve the Mothman smut.
My average rating for 2024, the year of the hater, was 3.3.
I was also a hater this year. My average rating was 3.2.
I just was, and you know what's so funny? We say that after we just said, you know, we read some really good books. We did read some really good books,
We
but
did.
I also was very honest with myself
Yes.
on like if I truly, truly liked it. I can't be giving out 4-star and 5 stars to everything.
No, and I did, like I said, I went through a lot of like random novellas just because I was, trying to meet my reading goal for fun, and just a lot of them were kind of stinkers. And okay, here's another reason I deleted TikTok, because half the shit y'all recommend on there
Is
is really
bullshit.
bad, and you get
It's
me all
bad.
hyped. because you make it sound so good and then it's not. And then I'm just like, okay, well, I could have been reading something else,
You know,
unfortunately.
honestly, how I've been finding most of my books, like, is just going on Amazon and like looking up a book and then seeing like all of the recommended books. 'Cause a bunch of
That's
stuff on
smart.
there is stuff that like people will never recommend on TikTok 'cause they don't get paid to, but like they end up being like superb.
Okay, well, that's a great idea, and I'm gonna start doing that.
Yeah, do that. Okay, let's get into the nitty-gritty here. We're each going to go over our top three favorite books and also our bottom three favorite books. And when we say bottom three, we don't mean that they're like trash. We just mean that they maybe just disappointed us
Yeah,
more
like
than we
we
thought they would.
exactly. It's like the three books that we didn't enjoy, but we thought that we would. Because, like we said, we read some real trash garbage. This is not that. This is books that, like, for one reason or another, like, we really thought we would like them, but we did not.
They just fell flat.
Yeah, but we're gonna start on a positive note. We're gonna start with our favorite, our top three favorite books, and then a couple honorable mentions because we
And some
can't.
honorable mentions. Okay, so my first one is Bride by Allie Hazelwood, which we also covered here on the podcast. It was so cute.
I loved it.
It was just so funny and it was so different than what Allie Hazelwood typically does. And we raved about it in the episode as well. But it was definitely just so impressed by
Yeah.
her first paranormal romance. Believe it or not, my second book is also Allie Hazelwood. It's Love Theoretically, which, of all the feminist novels, novellas that she's written, this has by far been my favorite. Once again, knocked out of the park. It had more depth, I think, than some of the others she's written, and the characters were so lovable and so relatable, and really just out of any Allie Hazelwood book, yeah, it's been my fave. My third one is Anathema by Carrie Lake. So I've read a few Carrie Lake books, and I almost didn't read this one because Carrie Lake has been very hit or miss for me. She also wrote Nocticadia.
Yes, which I did enjoy that book.
And this other one, I can't remember what it's called, but it was okay. Nightshade. It was called Nightshade. But this one was so good. And it was so original and refreshing. And again, like the characters were just so interesting. And I'll talk about her books later because this is going to be a series. But it was by far one of my favorite books this year. My two honorable mentions, the first one is Thrum by Meg Smitherman. Again, we covered this on the podcast. It was so good and so spooky and kind of a mind fuck. Kind of got me into sci-fi again, which was awesome. So really loved it. And then, of course, Funny Story by oh my gosh, Emily Henry, I almost said Emily Hazelwood.
So we're gonna have some overlap as you'll see, but okay, so my top three, Thrum by Meg Smitherman, which, like you said, was like a novella, and we talked about it on the podcast. It's really good if you like spooky sci-fi vibes, and it's short. My other one, specifically, I listened to this one and I did love the audiobook narration, but it was Butcher and Blackbird by Brynn
Oh,
Weaver.
so good.
So good. And you know, I've just kind of dropped the ball. I'm not caught up and I haven't read Leather and Lark yet, but I will, and I'm very excited for her to continue that series.
Which we may or may not be doing next year.
Who's to say?
Maybe.
We're to say. Okay, and then this last one, I feel like it's a little bit of a cop out to put them together, but I'm going to put them together because this is the way that I read these books. So I finished Throne of Glass for the first time at the beginning of this year, the series, not the individual book. So my favorite, I'm lumping together Empire of Storms and Tower of Dawn by Sarah J. Maas because I did do the tandem read and I freaking loved that part of the story. I think it's the best. I loved the time on the Southern Continent and Tower of Dawn, and I just think like that was the strongest part of the storyline for
Yeah,
me. A
dude,
couple honorable
so
mentions.
good.
Oh, it really was.
So good.
And we may or may not be tackling
Maybe.
the Throne of Glass series next year. My honorable mentions for 2024 were Love Theoretically by Allie Hazelwood and Funny Story by Emily Henry, which we already discussed, but so, so good. And I also loved Bride But it's
Brian
like,
was just so cute.
it was hard to
How do
pick.
you choose?
How do you choose? Okay, now kick us off with three books that disappointed you.
So I think I say this every single year. At the beginning of every year, I try to read a book about serial killers. And I actually read two this year. So the first one was Cups of Sugar by B.L. Peterson, which also happens to fall under one of my books that disappointed me, because I just don't think I like them. But I did like Butcher and Blackbird. It was very well written, and I would just like to start off saying that this is completely on me in like just my dislike
Like
for
you,
this type
yeah,
of
your
book.
personal
Yes,
vibes.
this book was very good fundamentally. It was hard to read because the main male character was just constantly gaslighting the main female character. And I want to say this, this is not a happily ever after. This is like a convenience type thing. It's not even a happy for now thing. Like the way it ended is you're just like, oh God. Like, okay. And so like that was really hard to read. And also like the main female character was just like not someone I related to at all. Like she was just absurd like the whole time. And so just for those reasons, like I just didn't like it. It wasn't even the serial killer concept that got me this time. It was just how shitty these people were. But I could see the appeal for sure. Like I could see the appeal, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that do like it. It just was not for me. The second one is Light Lark by Alex Astor. So this is one that was on TikTok a lot when it first came out. And I think Alex Astor actually had like a lot of bad publicity because of how she marketed this book. It was not at all like what it actually was. I gave it a go, and it honestly just it's not good. It's just not good. It's very, very young adult, which if you like young adult, super cool, you may like it. Again, just not really my taste. It felt very flat. Like the storyline was really boring, and like you could guess what's gonna happen next. Like it was very obvious where it was going, which normally I can take myself out of that. I just couldn't for this one. And it also kind of felt like it was ripping off like ACOTAR sometimes. Like it had like that standard outline for like a fantasy novel. So it was
Which
okay.
I do feel like the ACOTAR series did
It was the
popularize
blueprint.
romanticy. Yeah, like obviously. Romanticism as a genre has existed for a very long time, but to make it like mainstream and marketable, ACOTAR was really kind of the first series that really popped off like online in that space. So yeah, like a lot of stuff does feel like it's kind of trying to emulate that. And that's not to say, like, again, I'm not claiming that Sarah J. Maas like invented that stuff herself either, but like
And I'm not saying like it is word for word this. Like it is very much its own original story. You could just definitely tell there was a lot of stuff like taken from
yeah.
that.
Like it was trying to kind of get on, like, the things that were
There
marketable
was a lot
about that
of
series.
nods to it.
I see.
The third one was Love Contract by Sophie Lark. So I am a Sophie Lark stan. I love her. I love
Same.
her work. I love what she's done. Her last few books, though, have fallen very flat for me, and I
Yeah.
hate that. So this was one of her new like rom-coms, and like there were parts of it that were cute and they were funny and I liked it. But for the most part, like I just was, it was like meh.
Her stuff is kind of
Like,
hit or miss for me too. Like so many of her books I absolutely adore, but then there are some that I'm just like, "Oh, that
I
one just
just.
wasn't it for me."
It felt like she needed to meet a deadline and she needed to get a book out, and she got a book out and it was decent, but it just wasn't good.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean 'cause I read a couple by her this year that I didn't love. But it's funny 'cause I also read one
Same.
by her that I really did adore.
Yeah,
So
she had bills to pay and I get it.
and I get that, and I
She had bills
respect
to
it.
pay. But yeah, those were my three disappointments of the year.
Fair, all of them. So I will kick off my list with House of Flame and Shadow by
I
Sarah J.
almost put that
Maas.
on there. I almost did.
Unfortunately, this book just like missed the mark for me, and I was so excited for it. I had pre-ordered it. Everyone was so excited for this book because of the way things ended in book two. Everyone was so ready to pick up where we left off, but it just did not deliver what I think people were wanting. And it also felt as though it was a little crammed, you know, which I think was disappointing for the people who read that series because the first and second books feel the exact opposite way. They feel very long and drawn out and almost as though they could benefit from being trimmed. And then there's this third book wrapping everything up that feels rushed. So I think like everyone that I've talked to has a very similar opinion of that book.
The crazy thing is, like, it has like the best ratings out of like any of her other books.
Yeah. And that is kind of surprising for me. I think
Like,
there could, I think I know maybe the reason why, but I can't really say.
yeah.
Wait, have we done that on this? We have done
Yeah,
that
we've
book.
done this one.
Okay, we have done that book on the podcast. So spoilers if you don't want spoilers, but I think maybe the reason it's highly rated is because people were just excited that it did
For
cross
the
over into the
crossover.
ACOTAR universe and we got to see like Bryce interact with Nesta and people had already drawn similarities between those two characters and were excited to see them interact with each other. But yeah, it just wasn't it for me. But that's
Yeah.
okay. Like that was my least favorite series of hers anyway, so I think
Yeah.
it's just not surprising to me. The next one that disappointed me, and I actually DNF'd this book. The next two I'm going to talk about, I DNF'd, which is like, I don't like to do.
I don't like it.
But again, I went into this book thinking I was going to like it because I've liked a lot of her other stuff. But this is The Fiancé Farce by Alexandria Belfleur. Again, like you mentioned with Cups of Sugar, it is very well written. Alexandria Belfleur is a very talented author, and her writing style is wonderful. It's just that the plot was not really moving me. I was getting bored, and I was not growing attached to the characters. And it's like it's a rom-com situation. So I feel like if you're not like having a good time with characters in a rom-com, like what are you doing? You know, like I
Yeah.
just felt like the characters were very flat for
Just meh.
me. Yeah, and then the side characters were also kind of like getting on my nerves. And
And
like
that
the
sucks too.
it also felt like I didn't know where the conflict was gonna go because it felt like the conflict at the beginning was resolved like immediately. And I was just kind of confused, like where was the drama gonna be? I was just like, I'm not gonna put any more energy into this
Yeah.
one. And then another book that I DNF'd is also a bummer because this is a series, and so now I think I'm just not gonna finish the series. But Glow by Raven Kennedy,
Yeah.
huge bummer for me because I
Super big
really
bummer.
did enjoy the beginning of this series, but again, I was just growing bored. I felt like we were introducing like flashbacks for no reason other than to just draw things out. I felt like it wasn't moving the story forward or serving the main plot. It's hard for me to criticize because it's like, okay, well, you didn't even finish the book. Like, I don't really know where she was going with it, but I just was not enjoying myself. And so I
Yeah.
kind of feel like it wasn't worth my time to figure out where she was going with it.
Yeah, no, for sure. No, and I'm kind of in the same boat with that book. Like, I haven't even started Glow yet. I'm a couple books behind, I think, at this point. And I had a hard time getting into that series. Like, I put down the first book probably three or four times before I finished it. Loved everything up until Glow, and I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, because it once it picks up steam, you're like, oh yeah, like I'm really into this. And then it feels like Glow just kind of brings everything to a screeching halt. And
Yeah.
I don't know where she goes from there, but it was very dry.
Yeah. I may finish it. Who's to say?
That wraps up our reading goals and things that we read in 2024. So let's now talk about in 2025, what do you think you're going to set your reading goal for?
Okay. Honestly, I'm trying to keep it realistic. I don't want to stress myself out, and I say this every year. I don't want to stress myself out.
Yeah.
Because I want to read to enjoy reading. I don't want to read to do it like as a chore because I hate chores. So I'm doing 50. I'm setting
Huh.
a goal for 50. I think that's very achievable. I read 67 and it didn't feel that hard. So I'm doing 50.
Yeah. And you enjoyed most of what you read this
Yeah,
year.
for
You
sure.
weren't just like doing filler. And I think that's kind of what we end up doing whenever we're just trying to meet this arbitrary goal that we set. This last year, I cut down from 100 to 80. And so I'm going to cut down another 20 books because I do feel like I was reading a lot of filler just to get to my reading goal. And again, like you said, I don't want to be doing that. So I'm going to cut it down to 60.
And then we're
And
gonna keep cutting it down until we
yeah,
get
we'll
down to
just cut it down and
zero.
then we'll cut it down to
Yeah.
zero and then we're just
And
not
then we're just
doing the
gonna
podcast
quit.
anymore. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, eventually we won't be reading anymore ever again. No, I'm just kidding. I love
We love you
reading.
guys. We love you.
I love doing this and I love reading. Okay. So, now I feel like this is the most exciting part of the episode.
Yes.
Let's talk about what books are coming out in 2025 that we're excited
So.
for.
So exciting. I love this part because there's a lot of good stuff coming out next year, like a lot.
Is.
So, my first one on here is Deep End by Allie Hazelwood, which comes out February 4th, 2025. And something that's very exciting about this is that on February 10th, Caitlin and I are actually going to go meet Miss Hazelwood herself.
Our mother.
We're going to meet Mom, and we could not be more excited.
I'm so excited.
So we absolutely will probably be covering Deep End at some point. And
Yes, I'm also just excited for that book anyway, but yeah,
yes, we
I'm
are
very excited to see her.
stoked to meet her, stoked to read it. It's going to be great. My next one is Scythe and Sparrow, which comes out February 11th. This is the third in the Ruin it's Ruinous Love. Yeah, I think it's the Ruinous
Yes,
Love
it is.
trilogy. We will again be covering these next year, so we'll kind of get to look at all three because they're just so different and so fun in their own way.
Yes, they are fun.
So my third one is called Eldritch, which you know me, I love a good Eldritch horror. So this is from the book, oh my God, what's it? It's from Anathema. So the series is called The Eating Woods Duology. So this is the
Oh.
second in that duology, which again, Anathema was so good. You need to read it. That is coming out April 1st. It left you on a freaking cliffhanger, I'll tell you that much. So
Ooh.
my God, I've been waiting for this one. I've been waiting for it. It's gonna be a nice little birthday present to me. So another book that I read this year that I did not use as an honorable mention was Quicksilver, which was very funny. Oh my God, it had one of the best side characters I've ever read in my
Ooh.
life. I was cracking up the whole book.
I
So
also
there
need to read that.
so funny. There is an untitled Quicksilver book coming off November 18th, which I'm sure she'll announce the name of it at some point this coming year. So we'll keep you updated on that. The next one is the Elfin Archives number 3 book called The Shadow of Stars. So the first book in this series is called The Aspect of Essence. If you want to read just a really cool, like refreshing original series, The Aspect of Essence
I do.
was a treat. It was a
Okay.
treat. It was so good and it was neat and it kind of gave off like it was kind of like War College type vibe. So the whole reason I read it because it was like, do you want something similar
The fourth
to
wing.
the Fourth Wing? And I was like, yeah. And then I read it. I'm like, wow, this was nothing like that, but I loved it.
Okay.
I'm
That
like,
gives me something to add to my list as well.
that was super misleading, but thank you because it was a great book.
Yeah, like you lied to me, but also, God
But
bless
I'll
you.
forgive you.
Yeah.
So this is the third one. Oh my God, the second one again just left off on this most sickening cliffhanger.
That's
So
perfect.
patiently waiting. That's going to come out May 1st. And then my last one, which we just found this out today. This was a shocker to me. Sunrise on the Reaping by Suzanne Collins. She's making another prequel. She's
Yeah.
making a prequel, and it's about our beloved Haymitch.
She does not
And
rest.
she has bills to pay. She got bills to pay.
Yes. But she is only putting out high quality stuff, I tell you what.
And I believe they're also already going to make it into a movie. She busted that book out. It's not even out yet. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be a movie. We know it's
Yeah.
going to be good.
They're like, you don't even need you, it's got her name on it. Sold.
We're in. So that is coming out March 18th.
Oh, I'm so excited for that.
Some good ones.
Okay, so yeah, those are all, honestly, those are all books I'm looking forward to as well. It's just some of them I haven't read the first one yet,
But
so
you're
I'll get
going
on
to
that.
be looking forward to them.
I will be. So I'm going to kick off my list with a book that I've actually already read because I have an advanced reader
Because
copy.
Caitlin and I are super
But
special.
I need you all to join in with us and partake in another novella by Meg Smitherman. It is called Swallowed. It is again giving sci-fi horror vibes, but it's completely different from Thrum. It is not like sci-fi in the way that like it's deep space. It's like a different planet, like an alien planet.
They are in space, but they are on a planet.
Yeah, so you guys, you have to read it. It's so good. That comes out January 28th. I loved it,
Yeah, it made me want
and
to throw up, but like in a good way.
in a good way, like it was so creepy
It was
and
so creepy.
oh, and like, ooh, like the imagery in that book is
Oh,
just
it was
10 out of
disgusting, and I
10.
loved it.
Yes. Ooh, vile, and I loved it. Okay, so looking forward to that. Also, another book by Emily Henry comes out on April 22nd. It's called Great Big Beautiful Life. And you know, we just love Emily Henry here on the podcast. So we will be reading that. I don't even know what it's about, honestly. I forgot.
No clue, but I know it's gonna be
But
good and
I'm
I'm gonna love
gonna read
it.
it. Speaking of sickening cliffhangers, the next book I'm looking forward to is Onyx Storm by Rebecca Yarros. It comes out on January 21st, as I'm sure you all probably already know. I'm really looking forward to see where she's gonna go from the end of book two.
Yeah, I'm either gonna love it or hate it.
And Tabby and I have talked about this off screen, but there are some things that we think if she's bold enough to do them, Tabby and I will really like where the story
I
goes.
want her to do it, and we'll talk about it because, of course, we're going to read this next year.
Yeah, so
You
we'll
know, we're going to
be
have this on the podcast.
giving our opinions and whatnot
I want to see if
on.
she's a little pussy about it or if she's going to do
Or if
something.
she does something crazy that we think everyone would also hate, but love. But, you know,
I'm
sometimes you gotta be
ready.
crazy with
I'm
it.
ready.
And the next thing I'm ready for is this is a sequel. It's called A Curse Carved in Bone by Danielle L. Jensen. It comes out on May 13th. I am currently reading the first one right now,
What is the
which
first
is
one called?
It's A Fate Inked in Blood. And
Oh,
this is
okay.
what I was reading on
Yes.
Christmas. So, I am only like a quarter of the way through right now, but I really am enjoying it. For those of you who really like romanticy, but you kind of want it to be more unique in like because it's Norse mythology rather than
Oh,
like,
love
you
Norse
know, Greek
mythology.
mythology or something that a lot of people do. It's very
Or
unique.
Fae.
Or Fae, yeah, it's different. There is magic and gods, but it's based in Norse mythology and it's really fun. And it's nice and violent. I love it. It's violent from the
Ooh.
rip. Violent and flirty from the rip. And I love that in a
Oh,
book.
stunning. That's very
Stunning.
sexy of them.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I haven't even finished the first one, but I'm excited for the second. And then lastly, this is, oh, I can't remember what she calls this, Into Darkness series, book two of that trilogy. It's called Caught Up by Nevessa Allen. Comes out on June 10th, and that is in the same universe as Lights Out, which will be the first book we are doing in 2025 on the podcast.
We're so
So,
excited.
so excited because we really just enjoyed Lights Out. We thought it was very refreshing and funny, and
It
I
was
just
hilarious.
Yeah, and I just know Caught Up is going to be the same. So I'm excited for that as well.
That kind of wraps up our year-end review of 2024.
Woohoo!
We did a lot this year, and we're so proud of doing what we did and reading what we did, and there were some books that we loved, some that we hated, but that's okay. That's part of life.
Yeah.
We're super stoked for what we have planned out for the next year.
You
There's going to
know,
be some heavy hitters, and we're going to have to really buckle down for this, guys.
there
Like,
is. We're not kidding when we say this is a heavy reading year. You know what else I am just kind of like excited about and like want to mention because I just thought of this whenever you were like, we're proud of what we've done. I want to take a moment and say, like, I'm proud of what we've done with this podcast. Those listeners that are listening to every episode, we love you so much. There's not a lot of you, but I've seen the numbers growing slowly. I just love that. And I'm excited about that.
And we feel just so like honored that you chose to listen to. Like, that's so cool
Yeah,
that
like
like you want to listen to us talk about books and other bullshit.
that's crazy. You guys are crazy for that. You're like, I'm gonna choose to listen to these
It does
insane women.
warm my little heart.
It warms my little heart. My heart's growing three sizes like the Grinch. I can't handle
Oh my
it.
God.
You
Happy New
guys,
Year.
Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, or whatever you celebrate. But yeah, so join us next week. We're going to discuss Lights Out by Nevessa Allen. If you haven't already, because we've been talking about this for a little bit, like if you wanted to get a head start, you should be done by now.
Yeah, you didn't do your homework? You didn't do your assigned
You should
reading?
be almost done.
Okay. Well, detention. So the week after that, we are going to be discussing One Dark Window by Rachel Gilig, and that is, for those of you who don't know, is
Oh my
it two
God.
books? Is it only going to be two, or are there going to be
Yeah,
more?
it's just a
Okay.
duology. It's a
So
completed
it's
duology.
amazing because I haven't read these yet,
Yeah.
but it is a fantasy
They're so
duology,
good.
and yeah, Tab loves them. I'm so excited to discuss those.
Yes.
So, wow, get started on Lights Out and One Dark Window if you haven't already. We'll talk to you next year. And as always,
Let's get lit.